Most blame Biden policies for high gas prices. By Hannah Blow on October 17, 2022. Most voters blame President Biden's policies for high gas prices. An October Harris poll/Harris survey found. The survey asked respondents, do you think President Biden's policies are responsible for most of the increase in gas prices or are his policies not responsible? Most, 62%. Said Biden's policies are responsible for high gas prices, while just 38% said those policies are not responsible. The survey was taken October 12 to 13, 2022, among 2010 registered voters. It comes months after the U.S. recorded the highest gas prices seen by consumers, reaching $5.016 for regular unleaded gas on June 14, 2022. 5 days later, diesel broke a record, reaching an all-time high of $5.816. The national gas price average now stands at $3.888, but that is still roughly $1.50 higher than the national gas price average on former President Donald Trump's last complete day in office on January 19, 2020. Several states are still experiencing average prices well above $5 per gallon: Nevada, $5.265, Oregon, $5.344, Washington, $5.261, Alaska, $5.425, and California, $6.059. President Biden, however, has dismissed high gas prices in the Golden State, specifically. Well, that's always been the case here, he said during a recent visit to Los Angeles. You know, it's not, what, nationwide. They came down about $1.35, he said. And they're still down over a dollar. As Breitbart News reported, prices are going back up after Saudi Arabia and the OPEC Plus nations agreed earlier this month to cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. When asked by reporters if he had a message to Saudi Arabia, Biden replied, "We're about to talk to you." At a speech earlier in the day, Biden boasted his success at reducing gas prices, which was lowering the pain of inflation across the country. Biden's Day One agenda included nixing the Keystone XL pipeline, as well as rejoining the Paris Climate Accords. In May, the Biden administration canceled gas and oil leases in Alaska and Gulf of Mexico. Amid rising gas prices, the Biden administration has encouraged Americans to buy electric vehicles. Under my plan, which is before the Congress now, we can take advantage of the next generation of electric vehicles, that a typical driver will save about $80 a month from not having to pay gas at the pump, Biden said in March, likely referencing his Build Back Better plan.